Electronics Weekly, Texas Instruments MCUs, Maxim high-side switches and more. WiGig certification for 802.11ad chipset. The 802.11ad, WiGig, chipset market may reach a critical juncture in 2017 when the technology enters the computing space in smartphones, tablets and other connected home devices. With WiGig certification now underway, Abbey Research forecasts more than 1 billion WiGig chipsets will ship in 2021. Abbey expects to see growing confidence in the standard as more WiGig chipsets come to market. This will build momentum and help cut costs with the first WiGig-enabled smartphones, anticipated to come to market in 2017, with greater adoption of tri-band products that incorporate 2.4 GHz, 5 GHz, and 60 GHz technologies. Abbey also predicts that 28% of smartphones will support WiGig by 2021. WiGig can help to expand the total network speed and capacity by offloading data traffic from the crowded 2.4 GHz and 5 GHz bands onto the 60 GHz band, selecting the most appropriate band depending on the environment. Due to range limitations of the technology, questions remain over how prolific WiGig will be for internet access, particularly as new and faster Wi-Fi standards, such as 802.11x, arrive to the market. While WiGig will ultimately play a key role in the transition to completely cable-free computing, it will also drive new opportunities in R/VR applications. In that sense, WiGig can remove a literal obstacle in the device's path to adoption. These findings are from Abbey Research's Wi-Fi market analysis. Fractal redesigns classic antenna. For 60 years, the log periodic dipole array, LPDA, antenna has been a backbone of radio, TV and wireless, with its advantages of wide bandwidth and directional gain. Now, Fractal Antenna Systems Incorporated reports that it has found a way of shrinking the LPDA dramatically while maintaining virtually all of its gain in wide bandwidth. Using an insight from physics called the HCR principle, Fractal researchers developed fractal designs that obey physical laws while shrinking the size of LPDAs. Fractal anticipates the patent-pending antennas to be useful for applications that previously could not utilize the LPDA's large size. The company anticipates its first product releases of the new antennas in early 2017. Texas Instruments' new Unified Memory 16-bit Microcontrollers, MCUs. Texas Instruments, T, has expanded its MSP430FRAM microcontroller, MCU, portfolio with two new low-power families targeting sensing and measurement applications. The new families include MSP430FR5994MCUs with 256 kilobytes RAM and digital signal processing, DSP, capabilities with an integrated low-energy accelerator, LEA. MSP430FR2111MCUs includes unified RAM memory in a 3x3 MQFN package. The new MCUs extend the portfolio from 2 kilobytes to 256 kilobytes of integrated ferroelectric random access memory, FRAM, technology. MSP430MCU-based development kits are available on the T Store and through T authorized distributors. The MSP430FR2X MCU Launchpad Development Kit, MSPX430FR2311, and the MSP430FR5994MCU Launchpad Development Kit, MSPX430FR5994, are available for $15.99. Pre-release samples of the MSP430FR5994MCU can be ordered online. Additionally, the new MSP430FR2111MCUs are available now in production quantities on the T Store or through authorized T distributors. Maxim's Octal high-side switch and driver for Industry 4.0 applications. Maxim Integrated Products Incorporated has announced the Max 14913 Octal high-side switch and driver to drive and demagnetize inductive loads for Industry 4.0 applications. With a safety magnetizing clamp on each output, the Max 14913 interfaces low-voltage digital signals to 24 volts output control lines. Using its safety magnetization feature, the Max 14913 can discharge and demagnetize inductive loads safely via its integrated clamps with open wire and short circuit diagnostics. It has 8 640 mA high-side switches that can also be configured as push-pull drivers for high-speed switching. Applications include programmable logic controllers, PLCs, motion control units, drives, and other industrial and process automation applications. For information about Maxim's digital I/O solutions, visit the company website. Siligo Technology GPOC Family Flexible Power Islands. Siligo Technology announces the SLG46125, expanding the GreenPAK, GPAK, range of programmable mixed-signal ICs. This newest GPOC includes voltage monitoring, power sequencing, reset and power switches that are configurable in settings and interconnect. This device is the first in a series of parts designed to create flexible power islands, FPI. Using FPIs, designers can divide their power system into a number of local power regions, or islands, each of which includes the power control, power sequencing and power regulation needed to support loads in the immediate vicinity. With the 1.6 by 2.0 mm 16-pin MSTQFN plastic package SLG46125, Siligo has many of the necessary power system functions, power monitoring, sequencing, reset and power switching. For pricing, samples, datasheets, and technical information about these devices and the GPOC Designer software, visit the company website. Missed last week's Electronics Weekly? Click here.